But Baruch Hashem, we are back. It was a long Pesach break. I definitely missed learning this together, but Baruch Hashem, we're back, and we're learning Sefer Ochot Tzadikim. As you might recall, even though it was a long time ago, we skipped chapter Chaf Aleph. We skipped the Midah of Lashon Hara and to talk about the Midah of Tshuva, partially because Tshuva is connected to Pesach, but also because Lashon Hara, even though it applies, it's a Midah, as we'll learn, applies always, it's particularly poignant this week, because this week we learn Parshas Tezri Masorah, all about someone who gets Tzaraas, like the Gemara in Arachin on Vav Amud Beis tells us one of the reasons why you might get Tzaraas, in addition to being a Baal Gaiv and some other things, is by speaking Lashon Hara. And in all likelihood, all those iterations are related to the same general Yesod, and we like to see that Lashon Hara and Gaiva are very, very closely related. But we're going to learn about the Midah of Lashon Hara this week. And it's sort of like, it's always appropriate to talk about Chiduchim, but we But one of the jobs that you might have when you're working on Yab Yad is that you're in charge of rooming. And two staff members decide what room everyone should go into. But we don't tell campers, we don't tell the participants that that's happening. Why? Because then every time you're in a room that you don't like, you're going to complain, you're going to dislike, you know, Counselor X, Counselor Y, you know, Jacob, and you're going to dislike Jacob because Jacob put you in that room. And so we always just talk about, one of the staff members does it, or you know, the head staff does it. We always push it off to someone else, because if the staff members who are doing rooming are not free to actually do the right thing, they're not able to put people in maybe different social circumstances than they'd ordinarily want themselves to be in, they're not going to be able to do their jobs right, then we don't need them doing it. But we don't want them to be the source of negativity. They want them to be hated by all the participants who want to hang out with their friends and not meet new people. That's not a good way to operate. And so by not talking about what other people are doing, by not spreading information that doesn't need to be spread, you actually end up not just saving the other person from heartache and pain, but you allow people to be honest. You allow the right thing to happen, even when it's difficult, even when it's challenging. And that's really the iser, and that's the evil of Rechilus. And now for those who are able to see my notes, this is the obligatory mention, because it's got to be there. When you speak of Lashon Hara, you're not just hurting the person you're speaking about, you're not just even hurting, but you're hurting yourself, and you're hurting the person you're speaking to. And so it's three people who end up in pain. According to the Gemara and Arafin, again, on Tezvav and Beis, that's where a lot of those Lashon Hara sugyas are, that Lashon Hara, Horegesh Shol Shebnei Adam, it ends up killing it. But if not, then I think this might have been our shortest year yet. So go us, and have a wonderful night.